start your day through Mazda Dalet here, Tavshin Pehe, Rav Avraham Moshe Lampin.
These weeks, we learn Pirkei Avos. Haipun Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesinai. As the Bataniya, why did this talk Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesinai? As the Bataniya, because if you learn a Halucha, Shechnura, Halucha, Rechaim, Yeradaya, Nezach, Hoshimishpat, Yerastam, Mesinai. We learn about Midas, Pirkei Avos is Midas Torah. Maybe you see also the Hadlav of Elifat Avdulis, the Mesoi, also have books and of psychology, of business, of being a gentleman. So maybe it's hardly, maybe the condition is also Pusha Tachachomim. They were clever people, they were altar people, and they have Midas. No, Moshe Kibbutz Torah is Messinai. Midas of the Torah is Messinai. And it's even more so. You know, Derech Eretz Kodma the Torah. Derech Eretz came before the Torah. So the Echeret is the Akhtum of the Torah. When this boy came to Hillel and he wanted to learn the Torah, they laughed off the teaching. But after the Akhtum of the Torah, the Lord said, the Sabbath. And the days before Shvius, these weeks, the weeks that were massacring the Chet of the Talmid of the Kiva, leading this new Kuvit day to say, and the 49 days correspond to 49 minutes. So we see that the Akhtum, Moshe Kibbutz Torah in Sinai, is Akhtum, the Midas. They are the vessel how a person can become a mukim to become a Torah. They can't come to the Torah. I've just got enough maluchim in Shemayim. I've got many maluchim. Forget, this world, the person is born with Gashmistic Midas, and he works on his Midas. The whole idea of the Torah is a person to refine, the Midas. I heard the Gewaltige Wort from Rabsim Chazis, in Kelly. And he goes to Litvishet Balamissa, you don't think about it. He said, it's like, fine, the Torah says, no, it's a Saab Mitzri, don't be Messab and Mitzri, don't be Mitzri, he gave you Yisra Ba'aretzoy, because you were again in his land. It says, Rashi, although he took your children, the Zechurim, and he threw them to the river, but still, you have not an Achsamya B'Shasatchak. You have not an Achsamya B'Shasatchak, you lived there. So this brings out the literature of Mr. Gavain to take a parasha and touch it up. Imagine it then. Mitzrayim, if not for Yosef HaTzadik, there wouldn't be Mitzrayim. There was a shas ruah, there was a hunger. And Yosef HaTzadik, he was the one who rescued Mitzrayim, the whole land, the whole country, the whole money, the whole Mitzias of Mitzrayim. Only came to Yosef HaTzadik. Kitzigan Paroi, and it takes the Eden, those who made them be a country, those who only beschiss them, they are quite existing. He takes them and he kills them and tortures them. The biggest kofi toy in the world. And then the Torah says, we make a toy with Mitzrayim. Is that the stone of the Gashmet Yitzaychel? So Chazitl Vassur Nisbu says, for du is a raya toy in the Shema. If a Torah can write a Zah Mede, it's in ganzen nicht understandable with the Gashmets of Yitzchak, for du is a raya Torah in the Shemai. Moshe Kibbel Torah in the Sinai. It's Pirke Uvas, it teaches us Midas, such godly Midas, such rochlistige Midas, things that could not be understood with the Gashmets of Yitzchak, this is a raya of Moshe Kibbel Torah in the Sinai. Why? The truth is, that Midas of the Torah are not like Midas of the Gora. Let's look at the south. I remember here in Manchester there was a Yid, not living anymore. He had Chasna, he had a child, and never got divorced. And he left the country. And he had a child. The child was living with the mother. He never knew the father. Father was Nifta. And then this child came here to Manchester and said, Shiva, never, his father. This child never knew his father. And I see this child sitting there on a shiva. The mannerisms of this child, just like his father. The way he spoke, the way he moved himself, was like his father. The child is, a person got in his genes like his father. It's not that because he lives with his father and he sees the way his father acts, that's why he compensates him. The genes, the nature of a child is like his father. We are Bulum Lamukim. The Torah says, Olach Tu Bedrucham, go with Dalke Hashem. Say Chazal, Mahi Chamen, Afatu Chamen, Mahi Rach Matu Rachim. Be like Kudish Buchi, Kibbe Yochim. A Yid is God in himself, a genes, Kibbe Yochim of the Amish, Kibbe Neshoma. And we can say to a Yid, how the middles of the Amish, when we say, she has been dispersed, not the clock, it's the clock, not no, it's not the clock, not the clock, not the clock, the Goyim have them. Gentlemen, no shaykhis, it's a Yid, a Mochis. Famous word, say it from Hashim, the Tzadikim, the Rotsu, the Hashem, the Avon Eisen. We find the Torah in Parshas Noach, Noach came along, Chom, Knaan, and they began with the father, but the sneers, he was angry without the cover, came along, Shain B'Yefes, came along, and they covered the father. The Pusik says, Yikach Shain B'Yefes, which is Yuchid. Why the Yikach? He said, Yikki, they both took Shain B'Yefes, if it exists. Says Rashi, because Shain was more Mazaris. He was the one who gave the idea, he was more Mazaris, Yikach was Yuchid, because Shain was the Iker. Yikach was Mazaris, come with him. That's why he says, Rashi, that's why Shain, because it got a schar, and his children, he and his kinder, are going to have a talus of tzitzis. Because he killed the father with a garment, and in the schar of Shain will be allowed a talus of tzitzis. What schar will Jesus get? There will be a lochem as noyli mohek, from Shikrikon. And they'll kill the children of Jesus, and we'll bury it. The question is asked, okay, they both killed the father. Shain, how more reasons? What's the comparison of the schar? Shain becomes against a talus. If you get something similar, something less, you're going to kill his people, his children, you're going to bury them. Oh, because it's the Kodesh father, they'll bury them, they'll kill the people. What's the comparison? Says the name of Abba Nizer. They bring it out of Zoy. The Kuzari says that in those times of Shain the Eighth, there were only three continents. There was Europe, it was Africa and it was Asia. Shain was from the Middle East, from Asia, Shain. Chom was from Africa. Yevus was from Europe. Yevus was a European guy, a gentleman. He disturbed the father, the sea deck, the sausage, the gentle beard. He called him like a gentleman who has a tie and a nice bowler hat. He called his father an English gentleman. That was Yevus. Shain? Shai called his father because the loy chalul is kevoidoi. The shchina is everywhere. How can it be begin? It's a quote from the shchina. It's no comparison, Bechlal, with the covering of Noyach by Shai. It's no comparison to the covering of Yevus. Yevus only caught in that handle because it's in the Buddhist term, it's the condition. So the Ema say by them, but Ema saw it also episode, the M, similar episode to be a gentleman. You can't compare the covering of Yevus to Shai. Shain gets a schar, talus, a mitzvah, because he's doing a mitzvah. Yevus, a very gentle, the children are killed, and they'll be buried.
The Germans, they were very polite.
That's why you see the Germans, the most polite people, the Germans, the most, Shain. So you see where it brings, Machshavah Mezichah. So the limit is that when we say the thing about Midas, we speak about Midas Kloishas. The Heilige Rebbe Meile writes, as Midas, Mem Dalet Sof, is the Gematria Mikdosh, Mem Kiev Dalet Shien. A person should be a Baisal Mikdosh, for Hashem, should be a holy place for a person. When a person defines his Midas, the Midas means he becomes a book of Mikdosh. That's when the God came to Hillel and asked him, what's the secret of being a Yid? He says, the Allah Sallal Chavu L'Sabu, that's the secret of being a Yid. Goy, a gentleman goy also understands. Mabalach Sabbath Chavu L'Sabbat. That's the key. Tarik Mitzvah is only a second afterwards. But first you should understand that being a Bal Midas Toivus for Haftu L'Re'ach Ad Moichel Ani Hashem. It's not this. Not Kashmir. Kamina Rekiva Bit Kamina Menut Toira. It was missing in the refinement, the feel of the Madreigen, of understanding that Allah Sabbath Chavu L'Sabbat. There was the Torah was Shomer, the whole Torah was the Torah. They died. The first Torah was Shema. Until Rav Shema Yechui came, and he taught the ending of Pnimius, and Pnimius of Torah starts with the refining of the Midas. We find the Gemalta with Vicious Life. This Life says, why did the Torah give last week the mitzvah of eating kosher? Eating kosher. Why? It says, we find the famous Rashi written down, famous Medrash, the Shas, Moshe Rabbeinu was lying there in the box, like the basket, found the child, and she wanted to give the child Moshe to drink from the milk, from the mother's milk. He bought all the mitzriyas, the Egyptian women, didn't want to drink from the Egyptian women, until Miriam, she brought Yecheved, and he drank from Yecheved. Says the Medrash, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not want to drink from the Goyish women, or such Kaisifah, this is not Kaisifah. Tell us, because the Goyish women is the Indian, the Ramban says that why don't we eat Machutzah, why don't we eat Machutzah Siris? Because the Goyish, the birds, the Kaisifah birds are Doyish, they have bad midas, bad traits. The Haimus at Tamayas, the Tophers, they have bad midas. That's why we don't eat Machutzah Siris, because it brings bad midas to a person. Somebody who's paying humus and dabba mashchina has to have good midas, because the mikdash is midas, to have be able to speak to the shchina. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to drink milk. Magoite, he can bring the goyish and midas from Magoite into the Yiddish Moshe Rabbeinu, and it has to be a book of the dabba of the shchina has to have good midas. Who's the third shay from the shay from the medrash? Says the Kishis Laivi, why did Torah ask for Yidin to eat Machum Tzatzirah? Because the Novi says in Yoyal, Saifa Yoyal is brought down, in the Pesh Rechima. Mashiach will come, all the Yidin will be Leviyah. Because every Yid is also to be a Novi. That's why we're not allowed to eat Machum Tzatzirah, so we should be able to be ready to be the beast Mashiach, to be able to be looking to Hashmuz Hashchina. And it's what Allah should have ruled, it's similar to Pai Allah, that even every child should not drink from a Goyish Amama, like if I have Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the comparison? Moshe Rabbeinu was a novi. What's the comparison of every Yiddish child? And it's not Issa, That's it brings back midas. We see in the Indian, the whole Indian of Machulis Asiris is to be able to have good midas. That can be pshat in Rasha, this week said, Keshai, she yitziris udom, hoyu acha b'chai b'chai b'oif, kach l'rusoi acha b'chai b'chai b'oif. Like we find last week said, and we learned the Indian of the Torah of B'chai B'chai B'Off. Why did we learn last week, they said the parasha of B'chai B'chai B'Off, to teach us to have Machulis, Shairis, Yid Kusha, to have good midas. The whole Torah of it is given to Yid, the same idea, the Torah is given to Kedaya Yid to have good midas. That's the comparison of the like the Yitzira of a person after the B'chai, the same way his Torah was learned after the Torah of the B'chai. What's the comparison of the parasha last week said Machulis Asiris with the parasha this week said? This week said we're speaking about the Torah of the Udom. The same idea, like we say last week, Machulis Asiris is Usa, as the Rabban says, to be ready to have good midas. The whole Torah is given Kedai to have good midas. We find the parasha of Mishputin, the Torah says, I don't know what you're saying. You should give these to the Mishputin for each kid. This is Rashi. Kishilchen urach, like a table, hamichen lechel urach. What's pushing that? The Magichia should learn the Torah with each kinder, and clear away, and explain it, like a cedar, like a shilchen urach. What's pushing that? There's a Rebus here. We compare the whole Torah like the shilchen urach, like the shilchen, like a table who's ready to eat. We eat machunas shayres. Why do we eat machunas shayres? It says the Ramban, to have good midas. So the whole Torah was also given, we find the Medrash, the whole Torah was given the Tzayah Bebel Ha'udah, to refine the person. All the mitzvahs were given to refine the person. So that's when Hillel came, and we told him, what the idea of the Torah is, midas Torahs. That's the comparison. We call it Shulchan Urech. All the Tzayahs are called Shulchan Urech. Shulchan Urech, why is it called Shulchan Urech? The idea of the Torah is like Shulchan Urech, like the table, when we eat there. Chulas Shainis. In the end of having good midas. That's why we find this week several. Ish yuki sazriya, we all know zucha. Yoy mashmini, yivu masara lusoy. And the whole unbeforshim ask, why do we bring mitzvah smile? Mitzvah smile is ready to hit in the parashat Lech-Lechu. Teretz in mitzvah smile, says the Rambam, why is the person not a mitzvah smile by 8 days old? says the Rambam, because a person is born with great tavis, the teva is, if you take off the ola, that defines the person as lahachlish koyach hatava. To be machlish koyach hatava. A small child there is 8 days old. What tavis has he got? What tavis has he got, a small child? I once said to a big miller, a child is born very selfish. Selfish. He hasn't harmed the fly. Why is he selfish? He's selfish. He's lying in bed. He's hungry. It's 1 a.m. He cries and wakes up his mother. It's not selfish. It says a person is born with only thinking about himself. Only thinking about, I'm hungry. I don't want to eat. So he cries. That's how I've created a person that way. With the middos. And the idea of a person is to live in this life, to refine his middos. To have a middos toilet. So the first, before you meet a little baby, we have the mitzvah of mitzvah smila, because if a person wouldn't have mitzvah smila, he wouldn't have a bechira. The koyach of mitzvah ruach, the idea of thinking only about the selfishness of a person, would be so strong, he wouldn't be able to have mitzvah, wouldn't have a bechira. Make mitzvah smila, that's the first mitzvah brought on mitzvah sevra. If a child is born, mitzvah smila. Like we learned last week's sevra. The idea of machunas asiris. Why don't we eat machunas asiris? Because we don't have the mitzvah of the chayas, bayas ruach, bayas bayas. The same thing, like Torah's behind the Chayim Oif, Torah's Udon, a child is born, the first thing is Mitzvah's Mina, to help the person refine himself to have the ultimate Mitzvah. Then we find the Parsha of Mitzoyre. So the Parsha writes first the Nigya, the Guim of a person himself. Then the Torah writes the Guim of garments. Then the Torah writes the Guim of a house. Next week, the Parsha of Mitzoyre. So the Heilige Reb Meilich asks, you know, the Medrash says the Eibishter never punishes the person first. First he punishes his house. It's tzaraas of his house. If he does tshuva, it's good. And if not, then he says, Burech, brings a negia on his garments. If he does tshuva, it's good. And if not, he brings a negia on the person. So why is the Torah write first the tzaraas of the person, and then the garment, and then the house? The first is not pakek. First, this is start off with the guil of the house. He doesn't do tshiva, then the guil of the garment, and then the person. Why is the Torah right pakek? Says the Ramalik, the Torah was the Maram is a different thing. The person has to refine himself. The first thing, refine your own midasurus. The first thing is remus. The first thing is refine your own guil. You're born with bad midas, with selfishness, with chaos. Use all these different places, midas, for good. The truth is, middas are not bad. Middas is called a portion, amount. The thing is, you use it for the right thing. A person is born with different middas. And naturally, a person, a fiery person, naturally, you become a chaos, you make machloikas. But the truth is, if he refines himself, he'll use that fire for his shaharas, for warmth in the Holy Hashem. A person's beteva is very utzl, is atzlis, is lazy. So it's not good to be lazy. But if he refines himself, he uses laziness not to do a virus. Comes to a virus, lazy to a virus. And all the different minutes of the Emesnaya, Yid is born with minutes that can be brought the Mara to the Eibisha. I think of all the Mushla of this child, he has the Eibisha's minutes. But because man is not refined, he uses it for that. So that's the Indian, the Torah writes first, the Nigger Udon. Men, your Neguim. Men, your bad Neguim. The Nega, the written Nega, if you turn the eye, it's called Oynek. The same letters. Nega and Oynek. Some of you doesn't look after himself. It's a Nega. It's a terrible, it's a Nega. But if you look after it, you change it, use the same middle for good, if you use it, it can be Oynek. The biggest Oynek can be through the middles. Then you have Nega Bedun, that means a person who is a refined person. He can do mitzvahs. We know the talis is the mitzvahs. If you have good middles, put on a talus is like a garment. Shaim have good middas, tzvias, you have a talus. A person has good middas, then he can refine his garments. And then his zoicha to have a genayim, that's his house, you have genayim. And the shayim, the b'ramayim, that's the side of the older. So let's speak about how we see this week's sedra, several places this week's sedra, we see how the middas of the kedusha are different than you would think with the Gashmistic cycle. The middas of the Kedisha are a completely different philosophy than we think with the Gashmistic philosophy. The famous Medrash this week said that we can't go away past Chazir Mitzvah, not to mention this Medrash, I've mentioned it many times here on this standard. The famous Medrash, the master of the Ruch Leichot, the peddler who was going to the towns and the villages next to the town of Tzipiri. Man, Bui, Mizun, Salmachaya, who wants to have medicine of life? And all the people came to listen to what is medicine of life. And Yana was sitting in his room and learning. And he hears somebody calls out, who wants to buy the medicine of life? And he calls him to my house and says, no, you don't need my medicine. No, please tell me. He opens it to Hillel. Me, you wish I hope it's Chayim. Oyem, Yom, Lizas, Toy. The Toy, Jem, Rusev, Dan, Rusev, Rusev, Toy. Says Rav Yana, psh, also Shalom Meir says, Shoyme Pivel and Shoynoi, somebody who regards his tongue, Shoyme Mitzvus Nafsha, it's the medicine of life. And God said, all my life I've been saying Tillim, I never chapt Gewaltigkeit of this Pusik, Mir Shechof Atzchai, I thought Pshat the Pusik, so is Tia, Toyer is Amatzoy, not Pshat in this Medrash, it's a famous, interesting Medrash, and many, many Pshutim. Let me tell you a pshat. Let me tell you a pshat for last night. We covered this pilgrimage here. A pshat. The Heilige Arachan Chudish says, interesting insight, this itself. He says, tzaraas, nowadays we do have tzaraas. But tzaraas, the Emes Naram, the inner tzaraas, this leprosy. They call it leprosy. The tzaraas is nega. If you want it, you want to identify it in a gashmistic way, it's a leprosy, it's like a tzaraas that comes from atzus. From depression. When somebody is depressed, and is so depressed in his mood, Akhilakach, his blood becomes like infected, and the big tzaraas, in the gashmistic, in the medical understanding, would be tzaraas like a different arash that comes from the depressed mood of a person. So, what would be the idea how to cure this leprosy? Bring between people who make jokes, bring a batchen, bring music, let them sing with people, talk to people, be amongst people, and like, be mesiach das. Forget about the surahs, don't think about the whole time, think about something else. Be like, I'm going to finish the mesiach das, I'm going to finish the mesiach das. Socialize, but mesiach das, not to think about it in English. Be mesiach das, no, who's mesiach das? Divert himself. Take his mind off. Don't sit and think about yourself the whole time. The worst thing for the best person is to sit by himself and think about his matzah. That's the worst thing. Go away yourself. Forget about yourself. Think about different things. Forget about yourself. Think about friends. Think about music. Think about stories. Think about history. They say that this person was very, very depressed. Very depressed. And it came to the Second World War. All of a sudden he came and got cured. You see why? Because until the Second World War, he was busy with himself. The Second World War, the news every day, Machshemoy, Zichroy, he's not arguing him, but the hard thing news, but telling him, don't sit in America, but he's going to be president for America. He came by the depression. This joke of the president of America, it's a big joke of the president of America. That's what he, you think about the current affairs, you forget about yourself, yeah? Forget about yourself. So, it would be the best idea. The Baal wasn't the Torah. The Torah, na. Wound on the Yayshev, the Chiz, the Mach, the Moshoi. Out of the town, by yourself. Don't talk to anybody, don't sit. Just sit by yourself 24-7. And that's the cure, and it becomes a zit. What a shot. The Torah wants to teach you, you think it's a gashmistic crank? Gashmistic zit? No, it's Chochmias. So you think a pink gashmish should be sitting amongst people. The reason why you have tzaraas is not because you're depressed. It's because you're sinning. You're speaking Lashon Hara. You're making machloikas. So what's the idea? Sit by yourself. Be misboinen. Think about your matzah. Hacharuta. Tshiva. And then you'll be cured. Says Pusik. So you see a Torah Sama Tzoyer. But Yom Terusoy. Himmel HaKoyer. Out of the town, Yom Terusoy. When he becomes toy, after he's done the opposite of the gashmistic cure, so is the toyos amitzoyro. Now we know it's moitzera. Now we understand that the sentence came from moitzera. Beyond terusoy, how can we become toy by doing the opposite of the cure? That's the toyos amitzoyro. The yutzu akoyin, the coin goes out. The hinai, Whirlpool, make your ass not singing. What's in the Hinnai? What's in the Hinnai? So the type of move of Shumash adds on to this other Chankuch. The Chankuch says this of all, that a person has leprosy, it's depression. The cure of Begashna should be amongst people, and the body goes out of, away from people and comes cured. So we understand it's not the leprosy of the depression, it's because of our violence. The same vault is brought down in Medrash near the name of the Heilige Aria Kudosh. That means before the Chavis. The Chavis was the Chavis of the vault of Aria Kudosh. As the more Shumash, extra spark to this vault. It's more than that. The truth is, we think in, when a person is depressed, why is he depressed? He thinks he's depressed. Why? Because he didn't get shishi. Because he wasn't Safoy Lua. Because he wasn't called to the Chasana. Because he's being ignored. That's what he thinks. He thinks that's the reason. Because somebody didn't say hello to him, because he was left out. That's why he's not feeling worthy, because he's not been covered by the chasana. That's the reason the person thinks is depressed. That's what he thinks is depressed. What's the truth? Why is he depressed? And he's got a neshoma. The neshoma is thirsty. The neshoma wants sipik. He's missing davening. He's missing Yerushalayim. He's missing Torah. He's missing proof. Food for the neshama. He's missing tachlis for the neshama. So he's hungry. So it manifests itself. He's missing sipik. He's missing satisfaction. So it manifests itself with the Riven and Shimon and Leivi and Surah and Chayvet. Will this person have a real neshama satisfaction of Torah and mitzvahs? It wouldn't bother him all the gashes he thinks. So the truth is, this person is being depressed. Because the Torah, you would think the cure would be by diverting yourself from your depression, thinking about different things. That's not a look, that's denial, that's running away from the truth. The truth is, sit by yourself and do tshiva. That's when the biggest simcha is going to have that satisfaction. So that's not saying you do the opposite, and the mess happens, and you get cured. If you think in, the truth as the Mubba Shumash is that the true cure for your depression is tshiva. Because the true reason why I'm depressed is not because you think, the reason is because you're missing the gashmias. When the Yiddish neshama is filled with happiness and joy of Torah, mitzvah, satisfaction of chesed, you do chesed with the yid, you help the yid, you do yoisik in mitzvahs, yoisik in tefillah, you have a skavus, then your neshama becomes filled, then you're not depressed. That's the cure, the true cure. Pusha says, Yutzako in Vehinai, Nirpu, what's the Hinnai? Hinnai is a chore, every word. The Torah says, the Torah is the Medrash writes, the Hinnai is the Russian Simcha. The Rosu, the Hinnai, Yotzer et Kosu, the Ra'ach, the Sulach, the Limbo, it says, Hinnai, Yotzer et Kosu, Hinnai, the Russian Simcha. The Hinnai, you'll see the Simcha, as Nirpa, Neya, Saras, Vina, Tzariya, because it's Tzariya, the Tshiva, by himself, he reaches the true simcha, says the Mubba Shumash. So we see here, we're speaking about middas. A person thinks, I'm depressed. That would be to divert myself, to have more music, to have more fun, to have more social. That's what he thinks. But then, if he doesn't have the true source, and he'll never get cured. It'll change, keep on changing. He'll start having social, then again be mechanic, again be jealous, again feel wise off the top of the social. He'll start listening to football, cricket, he'll start enjoying himself, and again, he'll fall back to his depression. What's the truth? The truth is, start having your sheer toire, start guarding your eyes, start having a solution, start doing chesed, that'll be the true cure. So this chuchel, this peddler, was going in the town of Tzipoire. Who wants to have medicine of life? Life is often depression. Somebody who's depressed is life in the life. What's not the real cure of medicine of life? The whole thing came. I think it's the best business nowadays. The therapists who treat alcoholism and depression. I think it's the best business nowadays. So this Ruchel was not they were chasing him. Yeah, what have you got to tell us to take us out of depression? The other says, tell me. He says, you're sitting in the toilet, you're learning, you're satisfied. Tell me. Me, Mishachov and Tzrayim. Oh yeah, you have lived all your story to say good, to see good, not to see, keep on seeing all depression. The tzoy, the tzoy, the maruah, the tzoy, the mesiru, the tzoy, the tzoy, the tzoy, the tzoy, have achdes, have chesed, have toyre, have toiv, God is coming. That's the QQO. She said, ah, shoyme pevel shoynoi. Shoyme mitzuris. Not the tzuris means that the tzuris is tzar. This is depressed tzar. It's pressed together, tzar is angry. Mitzuris not sure he feels the nefesh like a depression, like a prison. Shoyme pevel shoynoi. Ah, that's pshat. Zois nias tzuris amatzoyim, we learn this example. The moitzi now, we learn this example. The person is depressed. And by doing tshiva, we come to simcha. That was the secret of Rabbi Yannai. Let me just finish another one point. This will take about 2 minutes. We find this with Sedra that the Metzoyra, when he gets cured, they take the ice ages, the heaven boy, and the Shita Luas, and the Eizoy. Says Rashi, because it was a Balgava, put it into the water to the owner. As it says, why do you take the ice ages? The ice ages was a Gav. Of the most important, now look, it's taking the ice, the Shita Luas, and the ice of them dip it in the water. Why do you have to have the ice in it? That ice was the sin. Why take the sin when you do Jiva? Jiva is be humble. Why take when the ice is, which is the big of God? Says again, the Sassemes, a person thinks, what's humbleness? What's humble? I know I'm very great, I can learn, I'm rich, I've got children, I'm a tzliach. Oh, big of God, that's not good. Let me forget about my gava. Let me start thinking, oh, my business aren't so good, my cars, my shmanes aren't so good. Start thinking about his chesoyis. Forget about his mal, let's think about his chesoyis. That's not humble. That's not humble. Because the person still feels himself that I am about gava. I'm very great. But let me forget about the good ideas. Let me think about, only think about the bad things. That's called the unav. Unav means that you don't think, you deny of the truth. You think you're about the bad. That's not Una. That's not Sheikh. That's Eva. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he's the biggest tzaddik of Kalis. Rila Nuvah means I know I have malice. But all my malice are the Makhud Shmurchi. How can I be my Malgava? I'll skip for the Eibishter. Eitz Eres Ma'ezoi. Take like these good minutes of yours and be humble, have a minna, and realize I'll skip for the Eibishter. So when you speak about good minutes, you have to understand it. You have to say, Klaal Gudi Mateure. Good minutes are not stand the way a person thinks begashli is. A person can be humble, it's not called humble. Humble means we know our malice, I say yes, but I said, I should help them. There was solche Sachen, der Zinger, der Schwier, der Bitteszeugnis, und dann der Simche mit allen Gitterbuches.
Do that. No problem. No, I'm the language.
So what?